This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 31, War and Peace. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 12. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short." The Apostle John saw a vision of war in heaven, of the dragon defeated and hurled down to earth, furious because he knows that his time is short. This is a vivid image of reality. It is the spiritual reality behind the wars that rage around us. As the devil whispers temptations in our ears, he also sows discord among the nations and goads them to war. Human history reveals an unending parade of war and struggle. The past century has seen perhaps the worst destruction of all. Soon after World War I came World War II, with the Allies defending democracy and liberty against the threats of dictatorship in Germany, Italy, and Japan. Then Italy was defeated, and then Germany, and then finally Japan. But the sense of relief and joy after World War II didn't last long. More conflicts came along, from Korea to Vietnam, amid the rise of communism, the nuclear arms race, and bitter fighting in the Middle East, to radicalist terrorism and years of war to try to stop it. It's just one confrontation after another. Only the return of Christ will put an end to all this trouble. And the dragon, along with death itself, will be destroyed. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Pray with me. Lord, we pray for peace, your peace. May the peoples of earth come to know peace with God, and may we be instrumental in bringing peace to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.